Welcome back to Gulf Coast Live. I'm Julie Glenn. You may have heard of Odyssey of the Mind. It's an international creative competition that's been around since the late 1970s, and it gets students to work together to solve problems and build confidence and cooperation skills. Local schools compete with each other, and the winners move on to regional competitions, and it all culminates every year at the Odyssey of the Mind World Finals. Well, during this year's finals in Ames, Iowa, Big Cypress Elementary School in Collier County was recognized as the sole winner from the entire world for their Odyssey Angels Project. The focus of Odyssey Angels Projects is to challenge students to find a way to make a positive change in their own community and to then pass that project along to other students to take home and use in their own neighborhoods. The Big Cypress team's project taught people how to make sleeping mats for homeless people using recycled materials. They're called Plarn mats. The students ran a booth for 3 days during the World Finals to teach other teams the manufacturing process, and we're joined now by one of the team members and the coaches who happen to be that particular team member's parents. Owen Frost was a fifth grader at Big Cypress Elementary. Owen, thanks for being on the show with us today.
You're welcome.
We're also joined by Christy Owen and Justin Messier, who are the team coaches. Christy and Justin, thanks for being here to talk about this project and your big win.
Thank you.
If you'd like to join our conversation, you can always give us a call at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media, and on Twitter, we're at WGCU using the hashtag GCL. So start with the basics. I want you guys to tell me a little bit about what Odyssey of the Mind is and where Odyssey Angels Project fits into that. Take it away.
Yeah, Odyssey of the Mind is, as you kind of mentioned, a place for these kids to come together and really problem solve and work together. And the first year that we coached, Owen's been doing it now for 3 years, so we've been coaching for 3 years. We wanted to do an angel project. That's a side thing. So besides competing and doing the regular stuff, you can choose to do something special. And we really thought that was important. And it was a little hard to get it started at first. And then we found an amazing project to work with St. Matthew's House.
So did your team also compete in the traditional?
Yes.
Competition?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you can do both at the same time. So there's the regular straight up competition where mm-hmm. you still do it's spontaneous basically where you get in a room and the coaches aren't there, the kids are just in a room and they give them a problem and they have to solve it based on science, technology, engineering, art, and math, that STEAM kind mm-hmm, of, mm-hmm. you know, so sometimes they have to build something. One of the ones that Owen really enjoyed, they had to make a bridge between two desks with Tootsie Rolls and marshmallows and toothpicks, and they couldn't talk to each other, but they could sing. So they could sing.
So they had to MacGyver it.
Yeah. They have to
MacGyver it.
So there's a lot of little nuances that get the kids thinking and working. Sometimes they blindfold a kid. You know, sometimes it's all this different kind of stuff to really make the kids think outside the box and work together. And then the second part of the competition, so that's one part of the competition. The other part is actually to make their own play. There's a set of rules that they have to follow and things they have to make. Like they had to make in the one he chose, they had to make a two-dimensional map go three-dimensional.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have to develop and write it all themselves. And then, like I said, the other part of it is you could choose to do something on the side.
So now that's how we – this is the Angel Project. And this is – when I read this, the script, I was like, Plarn? What is it, Plarn? And now I see it. You brought one in and it's basically plastic yarn, right, that's been woven. Exactly. Owen, tell me about these mats.
Well, they're just made out. They're made out of like regular grocery bags.
Uh huh. Like the ones you get at Publix.
Yeah, like Publix.
Kind of that
Walmart
size.
And things like that.
So you weave them together. How do you do that?
So we have a big loom made out of PVC pipes, and we start by making strings. We like cut the handles off and cut the bottoms off of the bags, and then we make strings of them and put them on the loom. And then we start weaving them. Then we start weaving more strings through the loom. And the finished product just turns out like a really nice, comfortable, thick mat for homeless people to sleep on.
It ends up being kind of cushiony, it looks like. Was that part of the way you did it?
Yeah, we try to make it as thick as possible.
Oh, yeah. Wow,
so
that is pretty thick.
It's very comfortable for them.
So who is the person who taught you to crochet like that? It looks like a crochet project, sort of. How did you figure out how to make a loom, first of all, and how to do that series of knots in a way that the thing is going to stay together and not fall apart?
It was quite a process.
I'm looking at that going, I could never do that.
Well, it started out by when you're doing these kind of projects, you go on YouTube a lot and things pop up and you try and get ideas for being creative. And Owen wanted to just do the weaving part for an antenna or something for his outfit that he was making, because they have to make all their own clothing. And then we saw people doing the crocheting, and we tried a couple different ways and it was quite challenging. And we found a loom online, and the first loom we made, tell them about the mat, what that looked like the first time we made it.
It was kind of like the shape of an hourglass. Oh. Because we only attached it on the sides. Mm-hmm. So, like, when it went in, it started curving in.
Hmm.
So our newest loom, it has sides on all four sides of it, so it stays that rectangle shape.
Yeah, okay, so it maintains its shape. That makes sense.
Yeah, we actually found an engineer. We've worked with other people in the community. We worked with Easter Seals, mm-hmm. and there happened to be a connection there that connected us with an engineer who gave us some ideas to make it lighter and more transportable, because we started out with heavy wood and nails and all this this material that wasn't really working.
So PVC pipes make it lighter.
And you can stop in the middle of a project and it'll stay together and you can transport it, which was nice for when we're working at the schools and other places. If you don't have time to finish a whole mat, which takes about 500 bags and an hour and a half with people that, you know, about six kids who know what they're doing.
Yeah. Wow. So, Justin, tell me a little bit about the partnership with St. Matthew's House.
Well, we partnered with St. Matthew's House, specifically with a gentleman named Ronnie, who's in charge of all the volunteer services at St. Matthew's House. And I think Christy contacted him and to see if they were interested in the mats themselves, if they would be willing to accept them as a donation and work together with us. And it really generated a lot of excitement through him and through a tour of the site and meeting some of the homeless people of Collier County and finding out that there's at least 1,000 homeless children in this county.
There's a lot more than you'd think.
Yeah, a lot of people and a lot of transient.
Yeah.
Homeless people, due to our weather,
yeah.
I think, and due to the agricultural area.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we connected up with Ronnie and St. Matthew's House and a place called Justin's Place, where they offer meal times mm-hmm. for people to come in and have their meals. And that was our first donation. We met during one of the meal times, and people were very excited and lined up, and we had a waiting list for mats.
Really?
After the first time.
Did you get any feedback from anybody who said that it really made their life better? Owen, did you hear anything from anyone? Like any of the homeless people that have actually used them?
Not really. Okay. I have not.
We've met the people that we gave them to, and there was quite a bit of excitement when we were giving it to them.
Uh-huh.
And then we've actually heard from some other people that they've seen some homeless people with our mats on the street. So we know that they are being used out there.
Yeah, they weren't in the trash.
They weren't in the trash. They were being used. And I know that talking to Ronnie and some of the other people that are at St. Matthew's House, they have heard more things. And they've said it's a significant improvement. And not only is it helping those people that are laying on the mats, it's actually raising awareness about homelessness. Because we really didn't know. When we visited the facility, which is something you can do, you can go and visit and volunteer and raise awareness. It really helps you understand what's going on. And then, you know, by us actually winning this huge award at Worlds and going there, we have people from Wisconsin to Hong Kong now that are doing this. And
so
we
that
actually,
was the other thing. You guys had, you set up a booth and you were teaching other people, other kids from other communities around the world how to make the same thing.
Yes. And we've actually have instructions and video instructions online for everybody to be able to go and use. And that's really what we want. We want to spread this worldwide and make it more of see what you can do in your community and how you can help out.
So how long does it take to make one of these mats?
Well, with about six kids, we made it in about an hour and a half.
An hour and a half? And how many bags, approximately?
Around 500.
So 500 plastic bags can make one of these mats in an hour and a half with six kids working on it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then it's not like they're super biodegradable. They're not going anywhere anytime soon.
Well, that's another benefit. It gets a lot of these unused plastic bags out of the landfills.
And you and especially down here, you know, if you get it wet, you can just lay it in the sun for a couple seconds.
Right. Yes.
You know, whereas with a sleeping bag, it's going to be soggy and soppy and moldy potentially.
Yeah. And you also have it, the ants and bugs and stuff do not make homes in it, you know, and nobody's going to come and take bits and pieces, different animals taking it. It doesn't work, you know, because they're not interested in it. So they kind of leave it alone and it stays dry, keeps them off the ground, gives them some cushion. We use a lot more bags than some people could. You could cut the bag smaller, but then it's not as cushy. We like it to be, you know, more comfortable for them. And then we designed a way to make a strap so it wraps up actually like a sleeping bag. And the handles and stuff that we're cutting off, we actually put them in another bag and make a pillow that also attaches so that it can be easy for them to transport and move around it.
Yeah, we have a picture of this on the website. So if anybody's hearing this and wanting a visual, you can see it. But yeah, that's pretty comfortable. And then, you know, also if the thing gets dirty, just wash it off.
Exactly.
Not too difficult.
Not hard at all.
And then give it a little squirt of Lysol just to make sure you keep the unseeable dirt away, you know, the stuff that'll be. What a great project. How'd you feel when you won the whole world thing?
Really excited.
Did you expect to win? I mean, did you see the competition? You're like, well, there's no way that we can't win this. Or were you surprised?
I was actually surprised, but I kind of also was expecting it.
Because it's awesome.
I was expecting it, but I was just surprised that it was out of the whole world. Like, to get picked out of teams from 50 states and 15 countries, it's really amazing because just from Collier County, there were probably, like, a lot of teams.
And from Collier County?
Like 200 teams.
There were 200 teams from Collier County?
So not necessarily like, making it to Worlds. So I
they made it in the regional. So 200 started in Collier and then won regional and then went on and then you guys kept on being
ours,
on top of it.
Ours is a little bit different because we don't compete the way everybody else does.
Yeah.
Angel Project doesn't go to regionals, doesn't go to state. We just submit it and we automatically go to Worlds if you win. They only pick one.
Yeah.
So for the other ones, they go to regionals and then they pick a couple more and then you go to state and then they pick a couple more and then you go to Worlds. So it's we kind of skipped.
Well, that's great that you ended up just
took the fast pass.
We'll just go and take the World Award. I got to tell you guys, thank you so much and congratulations. Owen Frost, Christy Owen, and Justin Meister, thanks to all three of you for coming in and congratulations on your big win.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Do you want the website address for people to
We
go
have it
to?
Linked on our website,
is we're so excited.
WGCU.org. Yep. Our show today was produced by Mike Kanairi and myself. Our director today was Mike Kanairi. Our social media coordinator is Tara Callaghan. Gulf Coast Live is made possible through the generous support of the Elizabeth B. McGraw Foundation. For now, thanks for listening. I'm Julie Glenn. This is WGCU-FM Fort Myers, 90.1, WMKO Marco Island, 91.7 FM, and PR for Southwest Florida.